Good morning, children. Today, let us do the next exercise. Look at the first sum. You are given A, D, N and AN. What is our formula? AN equals A plus N minus 1 into D. How many variables do you have? You have AN, you have A, you have N and you have D. You have 4 variables. In these sums, 3 variables are given to you and you are asked to find the 4th variable. We simply have to substitute in the formula AN equals A plus N minus 1 into D. You want the 8th term. First term is 7. The common difference is 3 and N is 8. So 8th term A8 is equal to 7 plus 8 minus 1 into 3. That gives you 28. Look at the next one. You are given the first term. You are given 10 and you are given the 10th term as 0. You are asked to find the common difference D. Substitute again in the same formula. 0 equals minus 18 plus 10 minus 1 into D. You get a linear equation in D. Simplify, you get D equals 2. Look at the next sum. You have a very interesting sum here. In the following APs, find the missing terms in the boxes. You have 2, a box and 26. The first term is 2, the third term is 26. Children, let us do this logically. You have the first term. How do you get the second term? You add 1D. How do you get the third term? You add another D. So totally how many D's have you added? You have added 2D's. What is the difference between the first and the third term? It is 2D. What is the difference between 2 and 26? It is 24. That means 2D equals 24. So D equals 12. First term is 2. Difference is 12. What is the second term? 2 plus 12, 14. Now check whether you get the third term correctly. 14 plus 12 is 26. Yes, our answer is right. Now look at the next sum. You have a box, 13, a box and 3. That is, the second term is 13 and the fourth term is 3. Let us use the formula here. What is the second term? A plus 2 minus 1 into D. That is, A plus D equals 13. Similarly, A plus 3D equals 3. Now what did you get? You got 2 linear equations in 2 variables, that is A and D. It is very easy to solve these 2 linear equations because the coefficient of A is 1 in both the cases. Subtract one equation from the other, you get D equals minus 5. Now what do we want? We want the first term. How do we get the first term? A minus 5 gives you 13. That means A is 18. Similarly, the third term will be 8. The next one. Which term of the AP 3, 8, 13, 18 is 78? Observe the sum carefully, children. What is our first term? 3. What is the common difference? 5. What is our AN? 78. The nth term is 78. What is our question? Find N. Which term is 78? What are we going to find here? We are going to find N. Substitute in the formula. AN equals a plus n minus 1 into d. So what do you get? You get a linear equation in n. Therefore, solving it, we get n equals 16. So the 16th term is 78. Look at the next one. Check whether minus 150 is a term of the AP 11, 8, 5, 2, so on. What does this mean? We have to check whether minus 150 comes in this particular arithmetic progression. What is our first term here? 11. What is the difference? 8 minus 11, that is minus 3. Now, minus 150 should be a term of this AP. That means for some n, an will be minus 150. Now, let us substitute in the formula. A plus n minus 1 into d equals an. Substitute. You get a linear equation in n. What is the value of n? Value of n is 53/3 plus 1, which is clearly not an integral number. How can the nth term can be a fraction? It is not possible. The nth term has to be a natural number. Therefore, minus 150 is not a term of the AP. Let us see one more sum. Find the 31st term of an AP whose 11th term is 38 and the 16th term is 73. Here, two information is given to us. What are the informations? 11th term is 38 and 16th term is 73. 11th term is 38 means a plus 10d is 38. 16th term is 73 means a plus 15d is 73. What did you get now? You got two linear equations and in two variables. It is simple to solve these two equations because the coefficients of a is 1. Subtract 1 from the other. You get 5d equals 35, that gives you d equals 7. Now we have got one variable. Substitute d equals 7 in one of the equations. You get a equals minus 32. Now what is asked? 31st term is asked. Again, substitute a in the formula a plus 30d. So you get 31st term to be 178. Look at the next one. If the third and the ninth term of an AP are 4 and minus 8, which term of the AP will be 0? What is the two informations given to us? The third term is given to us. The ninth term is given to us. With these two information, what can you do? You can get two linear equations. That is a plus 2d equals 4 and a plus 8d equals minus 8. Now you have two linear equations in two variables. What is your next step? You have to solve for these two equations. When you solve for these two, what do you get? You get d equals minus 2 and a equals 8. What is the next part of our question? Which term of this AP is 0? Means what? An is given to be 0. You are asked to find n. Again, you have the formula a plus n minus 1 into d equals 0. Substitute and get n. One more example. The 17th term of an AP exceeds its 10th term by 7. Find the common difference. Children, understand the question? 17th term is 7 more than the 10th term. In other words, the difference between the 17th term and the 10th term is 7. What is our 17th term? A plus 16D. What is our 10th term? A plus 9D. What is the difference here? 7D. That is given to be 7. So D equals 1. The next one. Which term of the AP 3, 15, 27, so on, will be 132 more than the 54th term? Children, observe carefully. What is our A here? 3. What is the common difference? 12. What is the 54th term? You can substitute in the formula A plus N minus 1 into D, that is 3 plus 53D, which gives you 639. You want 132 more than 639. How much will that be? 771. Which term will be 771? That is our question. Substitute in the formula. Find out N. That will be 65. So the 65th term will be 132 more than the 54th term. Observe the sum once again, children. You want 132 more than the 54th term. What is the common difference here? 12. How many 12s are there in 132? There are 11 such 12s, isn't it? So, there are 11 more D's. That means 54 plus 11, that gives you 65. So, the 65th term will be 132 more than the 54th term. Isn't a simple way of thinking? The next one. Two APs have the same common difference. The difference between the 100th terms is 100. What is the difference between their 1000th term? Children, did you understand? There are two APs with the same common difference. The difference between the 100th term is 100. What is the difference between the 1000th term? You will be tempted to say the difference is 1000. No, let us see. Let me give you an example. Let us take the simple example. Let the first AP be 2, 4, 6, 8, so on. What is the common difference here? 2. Let us take another AP. 1, 3, 5, 7, so on. What is the common difference here? 2. Is the difference same between the first AP and the second AP? The common difference is same. Okay. Now, what are the first terms of the two APs? 2 and 1. What is the difference between 2 and 1? It is just 1. What are the second terms? 4 and 3. What is the difference between these two? Again 1. Isn't it? Look at the third term. It is 6 and 5. What is the difference between the common differences? Again 1. You take the 100th term. What will the difference be? Same 1 again. Now relate this example to the sum. If the difference between the 100th term is 100, then the difference between the 1000th terms also will be 100. Look at the next one. How many multiples of 4 lie between 10 and 250? What is the first multiple which lies between 10 and 250 of 4? The first multiple is 12. What is 12 according to us? 12 is the first term. What is the next term? 16. What is the next term to that? 20. What is the common difference? 4. What is the last term less than 250 which is divisible by 4? 248. Now what do we have? We have A equals 12, D equals 4 and AN equals 248. What is left to find out? We have to find out N. Again, use our formula. AN equals A plus N minus 1 into D. Substitute. You get a linear equation in N. Solve for it. You get N equals 60. So, how many multiples are there between 10 and 250 or 4? 60 multiples are there. This is an interesting sum. Find the 20th term from the last term of the AP. From the last term of the AP, 3, 8, 13, so on up to 253. Here, we are going to use a simple trick. We are going to reverse the complete AP. You have the last term as 253. Make the 253 as the first term. Make the 3, the first term, as the last term. We are simply going to reverse the AP. So our AP becomes 253 dot 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 13, 8, 3. Now, what is our first term here? 253. What is the common difference? You can see any two consecutive terms, that is 248 minus 253, that gives you minus 5. Otherwise, you can see 3 minus 8, that also gives us minus 5. Now, you have A, you have D, and then you have N, that is 20. You are supposed to find the 20th term. Substitute in the formula. T20 will give you A plus 19D. 253 plus 19 into minus 5, that gives you 158. That is our 20th term. The next one. The sum of the 4th and the 8th terms of an AP is 24. The 4th term plus 8th term is 24. That means A plus 3D plus A plus 7D is 24. Simplify that. You get 2A plus 10D equals 24. What is the next information? 6th term plus the 10th term is 44. That becomes A plus 5D plus A plus 9D is 44. Simplify. You get two linear equations in two variables. Solve for it. You get your A and you get the common difference. What is asked? The first three terms of the AP. So the answer becomes minus 13, minus 8, minus 3, and so on. Let us see a practical sum. Subba Rao started work in 1995 at an annual salary of 5,000 and received an income of increment of rupees 200 each year. In which year did his income become rupees 7,000? He started his income with 5,000. What is this 5,000? That is our first term. He had an increment of rupees 200. What is this rupees 200? That is our common difference. When will he reach rupees 7,000? What is this rupees 7,000? That is our AN. What is left to find? We have to find out N. Take out your formula, substitute, get a linear equation in N, find out. You get the answer as N equals 11. So, after 11 years, his salary will be 7,000. Children, I want you to work out all the sums of this second exercise. Thank you, children.